So today, my dear brothers and sisters, we hear these wonderful readings, which are full of hope, as we begin this season of ordinary time. In the Gospels, we will see the beginning of the ministry of Jesus as he begins his work in Israel, it's also a good reminder for us, especially this first reading from Isaiah, which then is repeated today in the Gospel from Luke, is that the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Upon those who dwelt in the land of gloom, a light has shone. And this is who Christ is. This is the mission of Christ to the world, is to bring light to those who have been who are held captive, and this is the mission that Christ has for each one of us, is to bring light to our captivity, or freedom to our captivity, light to our darkness, because we are all captured by darkness, which is by sin, by death. This is the reality that you and I live in. You know, I've said this before, but it's so very true. And I always keep this very deeply in my mind. The words that St. Paul says when he says, I know the good, I want to do the good, but I'm not able to do the good. Because we have been captured by death. We've been captured by sin. We've been captured by our selfishness, but the Lord wants to give us hope. The Lord doesn't leave us there. He comes to free us. And that's why, my dear brothers and sisters, we have to be willing. This is why Matthew, I said Luke before, it was Matthew, but this is why Matthew says, what was the mission of Jesus Christ, which was to preach and say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Because the Lord comes to free us. But my dear brothers and sisters, on our part, there has to be a willingness to leave behind that which is holding us captive. You see, it's not only that Christ comes to free us from our captivity, but there has to be a willingness to want to be freed, to want to leave behind sin. And that is a lot easier said than done. Because we always have the temptation to want to get comfortable or to use our sins as like a security blanket. I don't like them, but I like them. I don't want them, but you know, I don't know if I really want them gone. And this is our reality. But my dear brothers and sisters, if we truly want to be free, if we truly want to leave behind sin, then there is one thing we must do. Follow the voice of the Lord. That's all that Christ asks us to do. You know, a lot of times we think that God is like some complicated genius, that we have to figure out something complicated in order to do what God wants. And it's really very simple. God wants one thing. God comes to us and says to us every day, follow me. That's all. And every day we have a choice. Like God called Peter and James and John and all of these men. They had a choice. They could stay with their nets, or they could follow Christ. They choose to follow Christ. And every morning you and I have to make a choice, because every morning Christ comes and says, follow me. Leave those things behind. They're not going to give you happiness. your sins are not going to be a security. Your only security is if you follow the voice of God. That, my dear brothers and sisters, is where you and I find our true happiness and our true fulfillment. It was funny. I have a friend who I've known since we were in fourth grade. We went to fourth grade together. She sat behind me, and because of social media, we keep up with each other. And anyway, she has a business in the southern part of the United States, and I'm a pastor here. We talk every once in a while, not often, but every once in a while. And we were reminiscing a little bit yesterday about how funny God is. That we were talking about ourselves and where God has brought us, and we said, you know, it's funny, who would have thought that two kids from Bridgeport would be doing what they're doing in life? Actually, many of us have probably never even heard of Bridgeport until I told you it existed, or you came with me on the pilgrimage and you saw it had been there. It's not exactly New York City, you know? It's not exactly the most famous place in the world. But it is where God called me from, as God called you. And if you really think about it for a second, where God has taken you from and where you are now, it should all give us an amazing pause to think of the great things that God does with us when we follow the voice of God. And this is why St. Paul takes the opportunity with the Corinthians, because what was happening among the Corinthians was that they were beginning to say, "No, I'm better because because Paul gave me the catechesis, and no, I'm better because Apollo brought me the gospel, and no, I'm better because I only follow Christ." And this is very sad, because this sadly has entered the Catholic Church a lot, and still is very vibrant. You know, the temptation to want to follow a person. Oh, I go to that parish because of that priest. No, I go, Father Joe's homily is too long, so I go to Our Lady of the Valley. They're at least a little shorter. No, but I don't like Our Lady of the Valley. I like the priest over at St. John's. You know, they're funny. You know, but no, sometimes he's not so funny, so I like Father Simone over at St. Joe's. He's much better. Or I like this deacon, or I like that deacon, or I go to this. And my dear brothers and sisters, can I tell you something really, this is going to be eye-opening for all of you. Let me tell you something about priests and deacons. We're all massive pains in the necks. Massive. Massive. And you don't really understand. You spend a day working with me and you will really fully understand. The poor family staff here who puts up with me. Eh? Very hard. We're unbearable. We don't come to church, and I say that because we don't come to church for the priest, for the deacon. We don't come to church because it makes us laugh, or we shouldn't. We shouldn't come to church because of the priest. We shouldn't come to the church because of the deacon. We shouldn't come to the church because I feel better in this place and that place. We come to church to follow Christ. That is who we are following. That is why you and I are here. It's because God has called us. And so St. Paul takes the opportunity with the Corinthians to say to them, stop this stupidity of following things because of people. And St. Paul reminds them, you are here because Christ has brought you here. You and I, my dear brothers and sisters, are here because Christ has brought us here. Not because of me, or there will be many priests that come after me. Will be much better than me, much more entertaining, or much better speakers, or better proclaimers of the gospel. But you and I come here to have an encounter with the living God. That doesn't mean you can't have a parish you like. I'm just saying that don't follow a person. Because many times as priests, we are full of faults and weaknesses and our own sins. But Christ has called all of us, and the church is full of people with their faults and their sins and the things that have happened. But we come here because we want to follow God and because we know that God has a plan for our life. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, today as we come to this Eucharist, we ask the Lord that we may always be able to listen to the voice of the Lord, that also we may always be amazed at what God has done with us. You know, I sit here, or as I walk into the church with all of you here, I'm taken back with amazement. You know that God, despite my unworthiness, has brought me here to have this opportunity to be with you. And so we should never lose the amazement at what God has done. Let us stand and profess our faith.